From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Zimbabwe president reportedly under house arrest.
As PRC, we stand on the firm foundation that Zimbabwe should be a land of equal opportunities.
Former Vice President Joyce Muhuru, as calm prevails in Zimbabwe despite the uncertainty facing the country after a bloodless coup removed President Robert Mugabe from office.
We note the current political developments in our country. We are, however, heartened by the assurances given during these present political developments that condemns violence and encourages peace.
Mugabe was placed under house arrest on Tuesday by military forces as they seized control of the southern African country in a swift and bloodless operation. Various reports say Mugabe's former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai have both returned from their self-imposed exiles to take part in the new government. Zimbabwe making news elsewhere today. The Trump administration is preparing to allow hunters to import the remains of elephants that they kill in South African nations of Zambia and Zimbabwe. The decision reverses a ban imposed in 2014 by the Obama administration. The reason? In a statement issued Wednesday, a spokesperson for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said it is reversing the Obama-era ban because it believes hunting these species would bring much-needed revenue back into conservation and spur local communities toward conservation efforts. African elephants have been listed as threatened under the U.S. Endangered Species Act. This is VOA News. Well, President Trump on Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of the North Korean threat, strengthening alliances and seeking fair and reciprocal trade.
In Asia, our message was clear and well-received. America is here to compete, to do business, and to defend our values and our security.
Mr. Trump reaffirmed his commitment to a denuclearized Korean peninsula. He also said he promoted a free and open Indo-Asia region. The UN Security Council scheduled a vote today on competing proposals by the U.S. and Russia to continue an international inquiry into chemical weapons used in Syria. The mandate for the joint inquiry by the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons expires midnight Thursday. It is found the Syrian government used the banned nerve agent sarin in an April 4th attack that killed dozens of civilians. The French and German leaders Wednesday pledged to limit the use of coal and called for more international action to limit climate change. Participating in a meeting involving officials of 200 nations in Bonn, host Chancellor Angela Merkel insisted that climate change is the most significant struggle of our time.
Und deshalb sind wir der Überzeugung, dass Klimapolitik.
She said she's convinced that climate policies go hand in hand with a future-oriented economic policy. The meeting sought to bolster the Paris Climate Agreement and aims to end the use of fossil fuels this century. The Security Council Wednesday expanded the number of peacekeepers in Central African Republic by 900 in a unanimous vote on Wednesday. The force is known as MINUSCA. Michelle Sisson is the deputy U.S. ambassador.
In MINUSCA's case, we believe additional capacity will provide MINUSCA the necessary flexibility to address emerging threats and to fulfill its protection of civilians' mandate.
Since a 2013 coup, thousands have died in sectarian and ethnic conflict, and a fifth of the population has fled. A fifth round of negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, got underway Wednesday in Mexico City. President Trump has demanded the 23-year-old pact be renegotiated to address his country's trade imbalances and partners Canada and Mexico. The 500-year-old painting of Christ by Renaissance master Leonardo da Vinci sold Wednesday to an anonymous buyer for a record $450 million, including fees, at the auction house Christie's in New York.
Leonardo Salvatore Mundi selling here at Christie's. $400 million is the bid, and the piece is sold.
The 66-centimeter tall painting dates from around 1500. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.